Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pointing fingers at Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, blaming his anti-Israel position for a recent firebombing attack on a synagogue in Melbourne. What Netanyahu means is Australia is supporting the United Nations Gaza ceasefire for Israel to stop slaughtering mothers and children. Israel interfering in Australia using local Jews has happened many times. Watch this rare video of former Prime Minister Gough Whitlam recounting what Jews did to him, which led to him being dismissed in 1975. This video is from a book launch of his memoirs in 1979. Listen to the journalist's question.
On page 125 in your discussion of international affairs, you have a reference to Australia's role in the Security Council of the United Nations during the 1973 Middle East War.
Yeah.
And you say there that Sir Lawrence McIntyre was president of the Security Council when the war broke out, and you say that political pressure and even blackmail was brought to bear on you and your government, but despite that you gave him every support. What was the blackmail? How was it exercised, and who was responsible for it?
The blackmail was exercised by some heroes in the Australian Jewish community on the other side of the world from the hostilities, that we should support Israel in the dispute between Israel and its neighbours. And of course, my government at least pursued the expressed policy of all Australian governments to be neutral in those disputes and to take all steps available to Australia in resolving those disputes. And it would have been an appalling thing for us to come down on the side of, on one side, at the time that an Australian was in the key position of President of the Security Council. Now, if I may enlarge on this, since then, people in Australia should realise that there are now as many Arabs as Jews in Australia. There are as many Muslims as Jews. And we want everybody in Australia, of whatever racial origin, of whatever religious persuasion, to live in harmony and fruitful cooperation in this country of their adoption or their birth.
There you go. Some 50 years later, nothing has changed with Jews meddling in Australia. Netanyahu believes that Albanese's stance on Israel has indirectly fueled anti-Israel sentiments, potentially leading to acts like the Adass Israel synagogue fire in Melbourne. Anything Jews don't like, they label anti-Semitism. People worldwide are waking up to this deception. The Jew always cries out in pain as he strikes you. We say Jews have a history of attacking themselves to present as victims to warrant special treatment or changes of policy restraining their host communities, particularly taking away freedom of speech so Jews can't be criticized for their meddling, mischief, and menace. Israel attacked the USS Liberty in 1967, killing and injuring over 200 servicemen. Israel tried to blame it on Egypt to draw America into the 1967 Israel attacks of aggression on its Arab neighbors. So when we hear of attacks on synagogues, Jewish schools, and other Jewish community assets, we must look at Jews themselves as the perpetrators and playing victim. These people will stop at nothing in Israel's interest. Like Gough Whitlam, we must be awake to them, call them out, and resist or expel them out of the country to their beloved Israel, for that's where their loyalties lay. Albanese's government has indeed taken critical positions on Israel's conduct, as it should, in light of Netanyahu ordering genocide against the Palestinians. He's a wanted criminal by the International Criminal Court. There are arrest warrants out for him. Why would Australian Prime Minister Albanese listen to a wanted criminal? However, linking political stances directly to extreme acts like firebombing is typical Jewish mischief. We need to ask, how much influence do politicians have to contain extremist actions when the criminal perpetrators are Jews themselves? Not much is the answer, as Jews believe they're a law unto themselves both in the Middle East and Australia. And is it fair to hold leaders accountable for what Jews do? The answer is yes, unless they act against Jewish mischief. It's becoming all too common to see Jews attacking themselves and blaming the Australian community. What's clear is that the Melbourne incident has sparked a significant debate on the impact of political rhetoric and international relations, which is what the Jews want. Speak to your family, friends, and colleagues so they wake up to the Jews. Political leaders should start kicking out Jews. If Jews aren't kicked out, they'll be emboldened, as we've seen what they're doing in Gaza. Jews care about nobody except their own interests. The Jews have to go. At best, AZO and the Australian Federal Police need to watch Jews carefully, and politicians must not succumb to Jewish bribes, blackmail, influence peddling to pressure Australia to favor the rogue, apartheid, genocidal, ethno-supremacist state of Israel.